Buck slammed members of his own party in a Washington Post op-ed in the past week, saying he doesn't see any evidence that shows then-Vice President Biden profited from his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. Buck says any such evidence on the subject so far is, in his words, fictitious and imagined history. Now the vice chairman of Southern Colorado's El Paso County Republican Party is calling Buck unfit for public office, and that vice chair, not from his district, says the party will do whatever's possible to prevent Buck's re-election next year. CNN reported over the weekend some Republicans are already actively looking for a candidate to challenge Buck. I'm Jim Williams.